A Delicate Balance by Japanese Teeth. Chapter 11, Love's Diet, with 8,449 words. It's almost time! Did I remember everything? Maybe I should have worn the yellow dress. Applejack has never liked getting all dressed up. What if she's wearing something plain? It'll look like I'm showing her up. But then if she gets herself all dressed up for my sake, it would look like I'm not taking it seriously. I should have discussed this with her ahead of time. It's our first date. It needs to be perfect. To what a cumbersome unwieldiness and burdenous corpulence my love had grown, but that I did to make it less and keep it in proportion. Give it a diet, made it feed upon that which love's worst endures, discretion. Love's Diet, John Donne. Applejack trotted along more quickly than one was supposed to when wearing such an elegant dress. Never in her life had she felt more conspicuous. Despite Rarity's best efforts, Ponyville had never been a fashion hub, and any mare making her way through town in a dress worthy of the Grand Galloping Gala stuck out like a sore hoof. That went double if there was no pony with her. A pair of glitzed-up ponies might catch someone's eye, but no pony would think more of it. But a mare gallivanting down Main Street on her own? There had to be a story there. And there were more than a few nosy ponies in Ponyville. And her story wasn't just any story. Most mares would just be a curiosity, but in her case, it would be different. She had a reputation, one that revolved around being willing to get her hooves dirty. In fact, she didn't even consider getting her hooves dirty to really even be getting her hooves dirty. Her hooves belonged in the dirt. Getting her hooves all nice and shiny was what bugged her, wearing a dress in one of Rarity's fashion shows, for instance. That certainly had been her favorite thing. What on earth would every pony say if they saw her strolling down the way in a getup that most ponies would save for the most special of special occasions? Sure, her first date ever was a special occasion, but every pony else didn't need to know that. With any luck, she'd get to the library without any pony noticing her. Applejack? Is that you? She clenched her teeth as if she had just stepped on a particularly large nail. Then she put on her most neutrally neutral face and turned to see who had called her.
Good afternoon, Cheerily. How are you doing on this fine day?
Applejack didn't wait for an answer. If she could get a quick word in, she could preempt any question about her attire.
Applebloom hasn't been giving you any trouble, has she?
No, not at all. Cheerily shook her head. She's been quite a little angel lately. Her grades have even been up this semester, especially in the math.
They ought to be, after all the time me and my brother spent helping her with it. Although if it's math, it was probably Big Macintosh's doing. I don't know a variable from an integer, I guess. That's a math thing, right?
Yes, it is, Cheerily said with a chuckle. How is your brother doing, by the way?
Oh, he's doing fine. He's been a bit busy for the past few days. Haven't been able to help out with the stuff quite as much because of...
Applejack bit her tongue. Reasons.
Of course. There's always something going on, isn't there?
She gestured at Applejack's ensemble. You obviously have something big going on tonight.
Applejack silently cursed Cheerily's ability to see back into the unwanted subject. I should have figured you'd wonder what was with my getup.
I must admit I'm rather curious, Cheerily said.
I wouldn't want to pry, but it's not every day that I see you dressed like this.
Yeah, it's kind of a special occasion. Suddenly the dress felt much heavier and tighter.
Don't go spreading it around or anything, but I'm actually going on a date tonight.
Oh! Cheerily broke into a wide grin.
Well, in that case, I suppose I should let you go about your way then.
I'd hate to make you late. I hope you have a lovely evening, and say hello to your brother for me when you get home.
I'll be sure to do that.
Applejack nodded, glad that the Cheerily was so willing to drop the issue.
You have a nice night, too.
She breathed a sigh of relief and trotted down the street towards the library. Within moments, she was aware of the sound of hooves following her along, so closely that they could only belong to Cheerily. So they were heading in the same direction. Nothing wrong with that. Any moment now, Cheerily would turn down a side road or something. Except she didn't. Applejack could hear each step, continuing to follow her. She bit her lip. The library was only a few blocks away. Cheerily had said she didn't want to pry, and she had never struck Applejack as much of a liar. Why on earth was she still back there?
Cheerily?
Applejack looked back. The awkward smile on Cheerily's face told her that she felt the oddness of the situation just as much as Applejack did.
Is there any particular reason you're following me?
I'm not following you. I guess we just happen to be going in the same direction.
Where are you going anyway?
Applejack asked. I was just on my way to drop off some books at the library. Cheerily nodded at her saddlebags. I actually told Twide that I dropped them off a few days ago, but some things came up. It's kind of strange. Last time I was this late getting a book back to her, she wouldn't stop pestering me about it.
Something must be on her mind. Applejack swallowed, and briefly hoped that Cheer Lee wouldn't put the pieces together. I wonder what I could... Oh, Cheer Lee smiled. So, you... Applejack sighed. Yeah, I'm going on a date with Twilight tonight. Our first, actually. I'm trying not to make a big thing of it. Well, in that case, the books can wait. I couldn't possibly take any more of your time. You get on your way. I'll drop this off later. Ah, if you want, I could drop it off for you. You know, since I'm gonna be over there anyway. No, I couldn't possibly ask you to do something like that. You should be doing errands for me on an occasion like this. There's only one thing that I want you to do. And that is, show Twilight such a nice time that she doesn't remember that my books are overdue. Now you get going. You wouldn't want to keep your lovely mare friend waiting? No, I wouldn't. I suppose I'll be on my way then. She once again resumed her trot down the road. Have a nice night, Cheerly called after her. And tell Big Macintosh I said hello. Applejack shook her head at herself. It's only a matter of time before other ponies realize that you're going out with Twilight. You gotta get used to that idea or you'll go crazy real fast. Why is it such a big deal that the other ponies know about it anyway? It ain't like I'm embarrassed to be seen with Twilight or anything. I gotta stop worrying about that stuff. She stepped in front of the library door and took a deep breath. At the last second, she clamped her mouth shut. Her usual greeting was to shout, "Hey Twilight, I'm here!" But that didn't seem quite right for occasion. She let the breath out silently and knocked on the door. A moment later, it swung open, revealing Spike. Oh, there you are, Applejack. Twilight just finished getting ready to go. He stepped back and gestured for her to step into the doorway. Twilight, Applejack is here. The door at the top of the stairs opened, and Twilight stepped out. Applejack swallowed as she watched Twilight's graceful descent. The trail of her cerulean dress flowed down the steps behind her, the silver trim shimmering in the library's warm light. The unicorn's mane was tightly bound into an elegant chignon knot. Not a single hair was out of place. Applejack felt her blood pulsing through her face, threatening to make her sweat. "Good evening, Applejack," she said. "You look wonderful. I really like what you've done with your mane." "Ah, oh, really?" Applejack flicked at one of her braids. "I was afraid they'd seem a bit too old-fashioned." "Not at all. They really suit you." Applejack's face grew hotter. Her ears threatened to burst into flame. "You're looking real pretty yourself tonight." She had to admit that even though that tight bun was hardly her favorite hairstyle, Twilight couldn't be described as anything but stunning. Twilight rarely put effort into her appearance, but when she did, the result was remarkable. "Thanks." Twilight blushed furiously. "Fluttershy and I worked on my mane all afternoon. We probably went through a half a dozen different styles before settling on this one." "Really? That makes me feel a bit silly for complaining about having to sit still while Granny braided my hair." "Well, I think it was completely worth it." "Ahem." Spike poked his head between the two of them. "I hate to interrupt your little fashion review, but you guys have a reservation to make." "He's right, we better get going." Applejack nodded towards the door. "Shall we?" "Of course." Twilight turned to Spike. "You've got the house to yourself for this evening, so just kick back and relax. You deserve it after today." "Sure thing." Spike saluted and grinned widely. "And don't go emptying the fridge again. You can have a snack, but I don't want you gorging yourself on ice cream again." "Fine." Spike's face fell. "I'll save some for you. Have a nice night." "Good. I'll see you later." Twilight trotted to Applejack and paused long enough to give her a peck on the cheek. "Shall we be on our way then?" Applejack nodded dumbly, and the two mares strode out the door side by side. Spike sighed and closed the door. He heard a sound behind him and turned. "Looks like it's just you and me tonight, Aloysius. You want to go catch a movie or something? Not like we've got anything else to do." "Fine, it was just a suggestion. If you don't want to do that, I'll guess I'll go over to Fluttershy's and visit Pee-wee. You want to come?" Aloysius flapped off his perch and landed on Spike's head. "Well, let's get over there before Fluttershy puts him to bed." Applejack found herself standing in front of the Mon Cher restaurant, Twilight at her side. Her nerves had only frayed worse and worse with each step. Not because of Twilight, of course. Her company was nothing but enjoyable. It was the restaurant. The doorway alone was more ornate than anything on Sweet Apple Acres. She could have taken every aesthetic consideration on the entire farm and crammed them all into one place, and the restaurant's door would still have been several orders of the magnitude more elaborate. Did she even belong in a place like this? She was an oats and apples type of pony, not some sort of weird vegetable with an unpronounceable name kind of pony. Memories of her time spent in Manhattan drifted into her thoughts. She had decided a long time ago that she was no fan of the upper crust. But if that was what Twilight wanted... She took a step forward, intending to hold the door open for her companion, only to find the door already held open by a waistcoat-clad stallion with a slicked back mane. He bowed cordially and motioned for them to come inside. Applejack paused just long enough for Twilight to move, then followed a step behind her. As she stepped through the door, her throat tightened. It was as if all the opulence of the Grand Galloping Gala had been condensed into a single smallish building. Everything was gilding, ornamentation and lace. Even the light was golden, and she was only in the entryway.
So, do we talk to him or what?
Applejack gestured in the direction of a grain-maned pony, who stood behind a rather gaudy counter built into the wall. Twilight giggled.
Applejack, that's the coat-check pony.
She pointed at the sign above the window.
Heh, so he is.
She followed Twilight down the entryway. They turned a corner, and the hall opened into a dining room. A third jacket-clad pony stood at a carved mahogany podium. He bobbed his head graciously at the couple as they approached.
"Good evening, ladies," he said. "Do you have a reservation?"
Applejack instinctively nodded emphatically.
"We sure do. Y'all think we'd be here if we didn't."
Nematra D raised an eyebrow. Applejack clamped her mouth shut and decided not to open it again until the two of them were at their table. Twilight chuckled nervously and stepped in front of her.
"Yes, we do have a reservation," she said. "It should be under Sparkle."
"Of course." The stallion nodded and flipped through the pages of his guest list.
"Ah, here it is. You'll be dining out on the terrace this evening. Quite lovely this time of year."
He nodded at a passing waiter.
"Please take these two lovely mares to table 11.
Applejack followed Twilight, who followed the waiter. As they ascended the stairs to the rooftop patio, she caught a glimpse of Twilight's face. She had stars in her eyes. The unicorn was obviously fighting the urge to gawk. Applejack sighed internally. The restaurant was impressive, to be sure, but so much of it seemed so unnecessary. As long as the food was good, what did it matter that the plate was imported from Saddle Arabia and had a silver edge? And why were the plates so small? Why were there so many? They could save an hour of dishwashing time just by dumping all the grub on one plate. Everything smelled real nice, though.
That's a good sign, she thought. No point in going out to eat if the food's not going to be any good. I just hope there's enough of it.
The scent took her mind back to Manhattan, to that fancy banquet that her aunt and uncle had taken her to. The food had been good enough, but each plate had only maybe a bite and a half on it. If it hadn't been for the dessert buffet afterwards, she'd probably have starved. The smell faded, and she realized that they had reached the terrace. It was every bit as reserved as the inside dining room was gaudy. The gilding and glitz had given way to ivy-covered trellises, ceramic flower pots, and the murmur of conversation hidden behind the sound of a gentle harp. Applejack closed her eyes for a moment and listened to the music.
"Come on, Applejack."
Her eyes snapped open as Twilight poked her.
"We still have to get to our table."
"Oh, right." They followed the waiter to a table and took their seats on the purple velvet cushions.
"I will return to take your orders momentarily." The waiter placed a menu in front of each of the mares. "I would recommend the asparagus gratin. It goes quite well with sparkling cider."
He paused for a moment, as if waiting for questions. When there were none, he turned and strode away.
"You looked like you zoned out a bit there, Applejack."
Applejack craned her neck slightly to look at Twilight between the arms of the candelabra.
"Yeah, sorry about that. It's just a lot to take in all at once. This is the first time in years that I've been to such a fancy kind of place. There's just so much stuff happening all at once, you know?"
"It is pretty overwhelming, isn't it?" Twilight said. "That's part of why I had Rarity reserve us an outside table."
"Well, that, and it's just too nice of an evening to spend inside."
"It sure is."
Applejack looked into the distance. The sun was just touching down on the horizon, painting the sky a vivid violet.
"I definitely like it better out here. On evenings like this sometimes, I like to go out into one of the fields and just kick back and relax after a hard day's work."
"That does sound quite nice."
"That's 'cause it is," Applejack said. "There ain't nothing like leaning up against a tree, taking a big bite of an apple, and watching the sunset. Not that this place isn't real nice. Everything's so, shiny."
Twilight held a hoof to her mouth to stifle her chuckle.
"You don't really come to places like this very often, do you?"
"I'm pretty sure the last time I was at someplace like this was when I was a filly visiting my aunt and Uncle Orange in Manhattan. That was the year I got my cutie mark, actually."
"Oh, your cutie mark. Come to think of it, I don't think you've ever told me the story behind it. I know it has something to do with Rainbow Dash's first sonic rain boom, but that's really all I know."
"Really?" Applejack blinked. "I could have sworn I'd told you that story."
She studied Twilight's intent expression. The unicorn seemed genuinely intrigued. If she had heard the story before, she sure didn't seem to mind listening to it again.
"Well, when I was real little, I went to Manhattan for a week or so to visit some relatives. I was right at that age when you start worrying about your cutie marks and such, and I thought maybe spending some time in the city would help me get things figured out."
"I guess that's where your sister gets it from," Twilight said. "Did you enjoy your time in Manhattan?"
It was real cool for a day or two, seeing the city and all. But it didn't take very long before I started getting homesick. My aunt and uncle were real nice, but they were pretty highfalutin' too. Whenever we went anywhere, I had to spend a bunch of time getting all dolled up in fancy clothes, and I had to act all dignified and such. At first it was kind of fun pretending to be a princess or business pony, but it got hard real fast. It felt like I was trying to be some pony else. I had to act like I enjoyed sitting at a banquet hall and talking about stocks and fashion and fancy boats, when what I really wanted to be doing was helping Big Macintosh carry the apples back into the barn, or helping Granny Smith sort 'em, or playing with Apple Bloom. Applejack began to fidget with her napkin. I just couldn't take it anymore. I told my aunt and uncle that I wasn't feeling good, and I went up to my room. I don't really know what I was thinking of doing, so I just went to the window to see if I could maybe see my house. That was right when Rainbow Dash did her first sonic rainbow. Left a big old rainbow right across the sky, pointing right toward Ponyville. The next morning, I was on the train back home. I remember coming down the road to the farm. As soon as I saw my family waiting for me in front of the barn, I just started running. That was when I knew that Sweet Apple Acres was where I was supposed to be. I realized that and I just wasn't cut out for living fancy. It just ain't me, you know? Getting dressed up all the time and eating food with unpronounceable names. She looked down at the menu. I mean, I don't know what an ensalada caprese is or why it ought to cost 50 bits. Twilight gave an uneven smile. I'm sorry, Applejack. If I had known that you didn't like these kind of places, I would have asked Rarity to recommend someplace else. Huh? Wait, no. Applejack shook her head violently. I don't mind being here or anything. It's fun to get all dressed up sometimes. Like when we went to the Grand Galloping Gala, or to your brother's wedding. It's just something that I like to save for, special occasions. Like, well, going on our first date. Whew, you had me scared there. Twilight drew a hoof across her forehead. I wanted us to get off to a good start, and I thought I had ruined it right off the bat. Nah, it's me who should be sorry. Applejack massaged the side of her head. I didn't mean to kill the mood or anything. It's just that... You know what? Don't worry about it. I do feel a bit out of my league here, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy myself. I mean, I'm here with you, and that's the important thing, isn't it? It sure is, Twilight nodded. Maybe next time we go out, I'll let you pick the place. Are you ready to order? Both Applejack and Twilight jumped in their seats as the waiter materialized next to the table. Or would you like a few more minutes to decide? Applejack looked at her menu, then at Twilight, then back at her menu, then back at Twilight. Twilight shrugged. I think we need a few more minutes. Very well. I will return shortly. Twilight held up her menu. I guess it's time to find out if this place is as good as Rarity says it is. Applejack nodded and held up her own menu. Yeah, I'm getting powerful hungry. Pee-wee sure is excited today. Spike watched as the tiny bird hopped off its perch and onto his claw. The baby phoenix squawked and began to clamber along Spike's arm. You aren't giving Fluttershy too much trouble, are you? You're being a good little phoenix, right?
Oh, he's been quite well behaved, Fluttershy said. I wish all my animals were so cooperative.
Pee-wee took a long hop and landed on Spike's head. The dragon chuckled. That's good. I really wish I could help out more, but I just don't have enough time to take care of a baby phoenix. That and raising one is a bit of a problem when you live in a... As if on cue, Pee-wee hiccuped, bursting into flames for a moment. Library. He deposited the phoenix back on its perch and began cleaning the suit from his spines.
You and Twilight do seem to have been especially busy lately, Fluttershy said softly. Especially Twilight.
Yeah, ever since that whole thing with Applejack started, she's been going crazy. Seriously, for as long as I've known her, she's never slacked off on her studies. She's trying to get back into it now, but she has a lot of catching up to do. Spike chuckled as he watched Pee-wee gnaw on a birdseed stick.
She really thinks about Applejack a lot, then.
You have no idea. Spike shook his head. I mean, I know that sometimes when I'm around Rarity, I get a bit... distracted, but that's only when she's actually there. Twilight's always had a bit of a one-track mind. Remember that whole mess when she tried to figure out how the pinky sense worked? Fluttershy grimaced.
Twilight tried to analyze the pinky sense?
Remember that time you got attacked by the Hydra at the Froggy Bottom Bog? Fluttershy nodded. Twilight spent that entire day trying to prove that the pinky sense wasn't real. At the end of the day, she gave up on that, but she spent like a week afterward trying to explain how it works.
Why did she stop? Fluttershy asked.
I don't know. She says it's because she had other things to study at Celestia actually assigned, but I think it's because she couldn't figure it out.
So,
Fluttershy turned the question over a few times in her head before asking it.
So, do you think that Twilight could ever lose interest in Applejack?
Spike scratched his head. I doubt she'd stop ever caring about her completely. I've never seen her so obsessed with anything since, well, ever.
Really? Fluttershy's voice nearly cracked.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's always going to be going on about Applejack 24/7. Once she remembers that she has a magic cutie mark rather than an Applejack cutie mark, she'll probably ease up a bit. He narrowed his eyes.
Why do you ask?
There's no reason.
She grew quieter with each word.
I was just curious.
Curious. Right. Spike leaned in. Are you sure? You've been acting kind of weird.
Weird?
Fluttershy's eyes darted around the room.
I haven't been acting weird.
But all afternoon, when you were helping Twilight get ready, you seemed kind of strange. Spike tapped his claws on his chin. It was like you almost weren't even talking to her. You were just sitting there and listening to her.
I do that a lot.
She rubbed her hooves together.
Is there something wrong with listening?
Well, no, but you were really quiet, even for you.
Some days I just feel quieter than others.
It wasn't quite a lie. It just wasn't the whole truth. Okay. Spike scratched his head. Maybe I'm just seeing things. I totally didn't realize that Twilight even had a crush until she told me, so I guess I'm trying not to miss anything else.
Yes, I'm fine, really.
Fluttershy paused as she felt something thwapping her on the back. She looked back to see Angel kicking her flank. Satisfied that he had her attention, he fixed her with a glare and crossed his forelegs. She swallowed and turned back to Spike.
Actually, there is something.
There is? Fluttershy bit her lip. Even in the best circumstances, she preferred to keep to herself. But even so, maybe Angel was right. She should probably talk to someone who was actually capable of a vocal response.
Yes.
She clamped her mouth shut for a long moment. So, are you gonna tell me what it is?
I guess I could. But you have to promise not to tell Twilight about it, okay?
Spike nodded. I swear on my spines.
Okay. Well then, Wait, your spines?
Yeah, that's part of my dragon code. Although now that I think about it, spines does sound kinda weird. I had to think about it some more. He cleared his throat. But don't worry, I can keep it a secret.
Okay,
Fluttershy swallowed.
It's just that I had a really terrible thought about Twilight and Applejack. It was just for a moment, and as soon as I had it, I knew that it was awful. But it just popped in my head.
Her lips began to wobble.
I wanted Applejack and Twilight not to go out with each other.
She collapsed to the floor and curled up as if the world was about to cave in on her.
You
did? Fluttershy uncurled just enough to glance up at Spike, with glistening eyes.
I know it's a horrible thing to say, and I wish I had never thought of it. It's just that ever since she got this crush on Applejack, it just feels like she's... I'm not really sure how to say it. Like she doesn't care about me as much anymore.
That's ridiculous, Spike said with a snort. What on earth would make you think of that?
Well, since this whole crush happened, I just haven't really been able to talk to her. Whenever I try to, she's always talking about Applejack. And that's fine, and I'm really glad that Applejack makes her so happy, but she's always used to ask me little things about my day or how my animals were doing. I know that my life isn't really that interesting, but it was just nice that she asked. And this all sounds so selfish. She's been driving herself crazy over this, and everypony else is so supportive. But me? All I could think about is how she thinks Applejack is a better friend than I am.
She buried her face in her forelegs and sniffled.
She's completely right. I'm a terrible friend.
Spike reached out and patted her on the head.
Fluttershy, I'm sure Twilight thinks you're a great friend. She's just really excited that Applejack didn't turn her down.
I'm sure that once she gets used to that, everything will go back to normal. And if you were a terrible friend, you wouldn't have spent all afternoon helping her style her mane. It's not like you were trying to break them up.
Of course not,
Fluttershy gasped.
I felt awful just thinking about it. I could never actually do something like that.
See, you're doing just fine then. Spike gave her a thumbs up.
But everypony else is so happy for her. I'm happy for her too. I want them to be together, but I just can't get it out of my head. She's one of my best friends, and I feel like I'm losing her.
Twilight would never do that. Spike snatched a tissue box off a shelf and gave it to Fluttershy. Not on purpose, at least. I'm sure she still cares about you a lot. She's just a bit out of it at the moment.
I know that. At least, I think I know that. I just wish I could talk to her again like I used to.
Well, what's stopping you? I bet if you told Twilight about how you feel, she'd love to talk to you about your animals or whatever. You could tell her all about Pee-wee or something.
I can't tell her. She's been so anxious that I couldn't possibly give her something else to worry about. Besides,
Fluttershy curled up again.
I shouldn't bother her with it.
Really, Fluttershy? Spike shook his head. You've known Twilight for as long as I... Okay, maybe not quite as long as I have, but you've known her for years. There's no way she'd be happy knowing she's making one of her friends unhappy. You should tell her.
But I...
Her words degenerated into a squeak. Spike sighed. Will you at least think about telling her? Fluttershy nodded.
I think I can do that.
Good. Seriously, you shouldn't worry about it too much. Just because she's going out with Applejack doesn't have anything to do with whether you're her friend. I mean, just because I have a crush on Rarity doesn't mean I don't like spending time with you or Pinky or everypony else, you know?
You're right.
Fluttershy uncurled herself.
I'll think about it.
She stared at the floor for a moment as she tried to think of something to say.
So, it's time to feed the chickens. If I hold off for too long, they get a bit snippy.
You want some help with that? I can carry the feed bag for you.
No, that's fine.
Fluttershy briefly remembered the last time he had helped. She never would have believed that chickens disliked dragons so much.
You can just wait here and spend some time with Pee-wee.
Okay. Spike turned his attention to the phoenix, coaxing it back into his claws. Fluttershy took a few steps towards the back door and found Angel blocking her way. He gave her a thumbs up and nodded in satisfaction. She smiled. Maybe Spike was right. So, Fluttershy is on the stage, upside down, flailing her legs in the air and barking like a dog. And she just up and let you do all of that stuff to her? Applejack tried to wrap her head around the fact that such a thing could actually happen. Yeah, she really didn't want to be a model any longer, and didn't have the nerve to tell Photo Finish that she wanted to quit. Anyway, obviously the crowd didn't like it. They're snooty enough about ponies who are trying to be elegant, so when Fluttershy started flopping around, they weren't happy. They were getting ready to boo her off the stage, when some ponies started cheering. It was Rarity, wasn't it? Yep, Twilight nodded. She couldn't bear to see Fluttershy get embarrassed and try to salvage it, so she started clapping and yelling something about how Fluttershy was revolutionizing the way modeling was done, trying to pass it off as avant-garde. Apparently, the other ponies were so impressed by Rarity's dress that they decided she was right and started cheering. See, I'll never get that stuff. Applejack shook her head. I just don't know how any pony could start lacking or hating something just because some pony else says so. If I'm gonna care about something, it's gonna be because I care about it, not because some pony tells me I should.
I don't get it either.
Twilight shrugged. I never understood all the fashion stuff. I mean, looking your best is all well and good, but sometimes it looks like they're just seeing who can get away with the most. At least Rarity doesn't go so far overboard. Yeah, she's a bit prissy sometimes, but compared to some of those get-ups, she's been doing downright simple. What happened after the show? Well, Rarity went back to see Fluttershy backstage after the whole debacle. Turns out that she was totally jealous of all the attention Fluttershy was getting, but she still couldn't bear to see her fail. And Fluttershy didn't even like modeling for obvious reasons, but she was sticking with it because she thought she'd let Rarity down if she quit. Oh, wow. So they were both making themselves unhappy because they thought the other one wanted it? Pretty much. Twilight chuckled. If they would have just spoken up, they would have saved themselves a lot of trouble. She shook her head. I know what that's like. I was still kicking myself for not coming to you first. I would have saved me so much anxiety and stress. Well, I can't blame you for that. Applejack poked at the remnant of her meal. Sometimes it can be real tough to say the stuff you're thinking, even when you know it would be better to speak up.
I know, right? I'm so glad everypony else was around to give me a shove. If not for that, I'd probably still be cooped up in the library. It's so scary trying to tell some pony something when you don't know how they'll react.
Yeah, that's sure true, Applejack mumbled.
But it's so much better when you do anyway.
Twilight tapped her hoof on the table.
Like when you told me about your cutie mark and everything. Now I know that we should save the fancy restaurant for really super special occasions.
I wouldn't want to be dragging you out here all the time if you didn't like it.
It actually wasn't too bad, Applejack answered. The food was real good. Don't know if it was quite 50 bits good, but it was tasty enough. And they gave me a decent amount to boot. Still not sure what all these are for, though.
She gestured at the half-dozen odd pieces of silverware that she had elected not to use. There was a sneaking suspicion that it was a bit faux pas or whatever that thing was called. But Twilight didn't seem to care, so Applejack decided she didn't either.
I like the music, too.
The music?
Twilight tilted her head. I never knew you liked classical harp music.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? Back when I was in school, we were doing this music thing for the end of the year program. They brought in this professional harpist to come in and play while we all accompanied her on kazoos.
Kazoos?
I guess they couldn't think of any other instrument for a bunch of fools to play. It sounded pretty terrible, to be honest, but during the rehearsals we got to listen to her play a lot. Maybe it was just because I was still feeling really good because I had just gotten my cutie mark, but I really liked listening to it. She closed her eyes. I actually remember her playing this song. It was always my favorite. Never could remember what the name of it was, though.
She sighed as the notes faded and were replaced by another set. I'm sure you could ask if you wanted to know it that badly.
Nah, it's not important. As long as I can remember how it goes, I think I'll be okay. The important thing is that I enjoyed myself tonight.
You don't know how happy I am to hear that.
Ahem. Both mares turned to see the waiter standing beside the table. Would the two of you be interested in dessert? We have a delightful creme brulee, chocolate ganache cake, and a delectable tiramisu.
Hmm.
Twilight tapped her chin. Would you like any dessert, Applejack?
I guess I could go for something sweet.
Twilight turned back to the waiter.
What would you recommend?
Personally, I have a taste for the tiramisu. It is our most popular dessert. Two of those, then. The waiter nodded and went on his way.
Twilight, do you even know what a tiramisu is?
Twilight smiled and shook her head.
No idea.
Perfect. Spike stood triumphantly as he surveyed the library, which for once didn't look like a disaster zone. It's so much easier to keep this place clean when Twilight isn't grabbing books left and right.
I know, right? Sometimes she pulls books off the shelves faster than I can put them back up.
Of course I could. Just because Twilight is usually here doesn't mean I need her help.
Oh, come on. I've been basically doing it all myself for the past few days. And whenever Twilight is out of town, I take care of all sorts of stuff.
It can't be that bad. I mean, Twilight manages to take care of it while doing all of her studying. She's good at multitasking, but not that good.
Maybe I should ask her if I can give it a shot. You know, give her a bit more time to spend with AJ.
Or Fluttershy, for that matter.
I know.
I didn't say I would tell her. Doesn't mean I can't drop some hints, though. Besides, I owe Fluttershy for taking care of Pee-wee.
Nah, you can stay up and wait for her if you want.
I'm gonna take a nice hot bubble bath and then hit the sack. Twilight is probably gonna be talking about the date all day tomorrow anyway, so she can fill me in then. Spike yawned and began to climb the stairs. Good night.
Applejack suppressed a belch. She wasn't a fancy pony, but she knew that it wasn't the time for that, no matter how good the food had been. She settled for a sip of water.
She eyed the slip of paper that the waiter had left in the center of the table.
What do I owe you?
What?
Twilight snatched up the paper with her telekinesis.
You don't owe me anything. This is completely on me.
Twilight, I'd appreciate your offer, but you really don't have to pay for me. I mean, this place is real expensive, and I wouldn't want to use up all your bits on it.
No. Twilight punctuated each word with a shake of her head. It was my idea to come here, and I won't have you pay for that. Really, don't worry about it.
Are you sure, Sugar Cube? I feel like I'd be taking advantage of you if I let you pay for everything.
Can I at least cover the tip?
Nope. Twilight rummaged through her purse. I'm the one who asked you out, so I'm the one who pays. That's how these things work.
All right, you win, Applejack said. I'll just have to take you out sometime this week to make it even.
You don't have to do that.
Maybe not, but I want to.
Applejack reached across the table and put her hoof on Twilight's.
If we want this whole thing to work out, we both gotta do stuff, right?
Yes, I think you're right.
Twilight put her other hoof on top of Applejack's.
But I'm still paying for tonight, okay?
Applejack smiled.
If you insist.
Steam poured out of the bathroom as Spike emerged, clad in an oversized bathrobe.
Ah.
He headed towards the stairs and stopped. His eyes darted back and forth between the bedroom door and the kitchen. Surely he would have time for a quick snack before going to bed. He took a few steps and heard a knock on the door.
Hello?
A familiar voice rang through the door.
Twilight, are you back yet?
Spike opened the door.
Hey, Cheerly.
What are you doing here so late?
Oh, I just came back to return some books. I was going to drop them off earlier, but I met Applejack on my way over here and realized that Twilight was otherwise occupied. I assume she isn't back yet.
Nope.
Spike shook his head. I can take care of them for you if you want, though. I've been pretty much taking care of things lately.
That's what I thought,
Cheerly said as she put the books on the table. She noted Spike's garb.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope.
He said about recataloging the books.
Good. I know how Twilight hates it when books are returned late, so I thought I'd come by to check and the lights were on. She watched Spike zip up and down the shelves, replacing the books.
You really are on top of everything, aren't you?
I sure hope so. Is there anything else I can get for you? Do you need more books?
No, not now at least. I'll have to check my curriculum before I know what I'll need next.
She glanced at the clock.
I suppose I should get going.
I'd hate to keep you up.
Good night, Spike.
Good night, Shirley. She opened the door and took a half step out.
Oh my.
Applejack followed a step behind Twilight as they made their way back to the library. So that was how a date was. It wasn't too bad. She had expected herself to fidget her way through it, fiddling with her braids, readjusting her dress, or worrying about what fork to use. No doubt she had done all three of those over the course of the night, but her attention had been elsewhere. Her attention had been on Twilight.
Didn't you have an amazing time tonight?
Twilight asked. As a matter of fact, I did have a pretty good time, even if I had to spend all afternoon getting my hair ready.
Tell me about it, Twilight chuckled. Fluttershy probably won't ever want to help any pony with their mane again after today.
Maybe next time we'll go someplace where we don't have to worry about all that stuff.
That's up to you, remember?
Oh, right.
Her mind began to sort through all the restaurants in town, searching for one that would be a worthy follow-up.
I'll be sure to get right on that.
Don't worry about it too much. Wherever you choose to go, I'm sure we'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah, of course.
Applejack bumped into Twilight and realized that the two of them had already reached the library.
So, I guess this is where I head home.
I suppose it is, Twilight said. Well, I had a wonderful time. I look forward to seeing what you have planned.
I'll be sure it's something good, Applejack swallowed. Good night, Twilight.
She began to turn, but Twilight stopped her, putting her hoof on her cheek.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
Of course.
Applejack went in for a kiss. They bumped noses and giggled. Don't worry, Applejack. We'll get it right eventually. They tried again, and this time their lips met, just in time for the library door to swing open.
Oh my.
They froze mid-kiss. Cheerily stood in the doorway, blushing slightly and grinning like a loon. She raised one eyebrow.
Oh, don't mind me. I was just dropping some books off. I hope you have a lovely night.
She winked at the lip-locked ponies before scurrying away. Twilight and Applejack stood still for a moment before letting the kiss go.
I guess the cat's out of the bag now, Twilight said, her cheeks nearly glowing.
Yeah, it sure is. Applejack breathed deeply. I better be on my way. Wouldn't want Granny to wait up for me.
Of course, I wouldn't want to keep you too long.
I had a real good time tonight, Twilight. Even if it wasn't quite my thing, I'll see you again tomorrow, okay?
I'm sure we'll cross paths, Twilight nodded.
Good night, Applejack.
Good night, Twilight. The unicorn gave her a final warm smile before retreating into the library. Applejack let out a long sigh. She hadn't particularly enjoyed the gratuitous fanciness, but against all odds, Twilight's presence had made it bearable. She actually found herself looking forward to next time.
I'm responsible for next time, aren't I? I better start working on that.
As she started to trot back towards Sweet Apple Acres, she could still feel the heat of Twilight's lips on her own.
Maybe this whole thing is going to work out after all.
Bon Bon took a sip of her tea and flipped the page of her questionable romance novel as she sat in her bed. It was, of course, absolute rubbish. It was the story of a lowly gardener who inexplicably won the love of a princess. This was despite having only two conversations with her over the course of the story that weren't composed entirely of romantic clichés. Their perfect passion brought peace to the kingdom, ended the famine, brought the princess's ailing father back to full health, and caused a variety of other side effects that made less and less sense the more one thought about it. That was the point. You weren't supposed to think about it. The whole reason Bon Bon owned the thing was that it was perfect for fooling her brain into not thinking. In fact, reading it required so little brain power that she was able to calculate exactly what was going on downstairs. The squeak of the front door opening, the bang as it slammed shut, the thump of Lyra shoving her harp case back into the closet, the clip-clop of her wife ascending the stairs.
"Hey, Bon Bon!" Lyra burst into the room.
"Good evening, Lyra," Bon Bon said without looking up from her book.
"How did work go?"
"It worked! It worked! It totally worked!"
"What worked?"
"The box of chocolates!"
Bon Bon looked up from the book.
"What box of chocolates?"
"They had me playing the background music for their outdoor dining area." Lyra hopped onto the bed. "You'll never guess who I saw."
Bon Bon put the book on the nightstand.
"Who?"
"Guess."
Bon Bon scowled.
"Who?"
"Twilight Sparkle."
"Really?"
Bon Bon raised an eyebrow.
"Was she
with some pony?"
Lyra wagged her head up and down.
"Who?"
"Well, don't go spreading it around town or anything, but she was sharing a table with Applejack."
"Really?
I never would have expected Applejack to go to such a fancy restaurant. I know, right?"
Lyra bounced exceptionally high and landed on her back, shaking the bed. "At first I didn't even realize it was her. If I see Twilight tomorrow, I ought to congratulate her on working things out. It looked like they were having a really good time."
"If you do, give her my congratulations as well."
"Sure thing, Bonnie." Bon Bon returned her attention to her book.
"So, did you want something to eat? Your sandwich from lunch is still in the icebox. And there's still some of that casserole left.
Lyra?" Bon Bon lowered the book to see Lyra snoring soundly. She rolled her eyes and gently drew the blanket over her partner's body.
"Good night, dear."